This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A new grassroots group is in the early stages of trying to create safe and secure housing for Queens County residents fleeing domestic violence. Jane's Place Society wants to provide second-stage housing for women and families who are leaving shelters but still need supportive places to live. Deborah Herman Spartanelli is the group's chair. She says Queens County needs more supports for victims of intimate partner violence.
Well, the plan is to buy a property and develop it into second stage housing, which means making apartments. And that when you leave a transition house, you go into this second stage housing for a limited time. It gives women and their families a step in the right direction then to get their finances in order to be able to go into the regular market eventually.
She says a small group of Queens County residents got together about 2 years ago to talk about forming the society. They've recently been meeting with officials from all levels of government, including Queens MLA Kim Masland and South Shore St. Margaret's MP Jessica Fancy Landry. They've also met with representatives from Harbor House, a transition house in Bridgewater that also provides services to Queens County residents.
This is new. Even though the idea was kind of brought together almost 2 years ago, it didn't really get any feet under it until this spring. I think Queens County is underserved, and we felt like we needed to do something, and we have the seed money from some donors, and we felt like this was the best way to serve it. After talking to Harbor House and other levels of government.
The Nova Scotia government declared intimate partner violence an epidemic last September and increased funding to transition houses across the province. The Transition House Association of Nova Scotia says its member organizations supported about 4,500 women and children in abusive situations in 2024. It says the problem is only getting worse. Kellyanne Hamshaw is the executive director of the South Shore Transition House Association, which operates Harbor House. She says there's a critical need for second stage housing on the South Shore.
We desperately need access to second stage housing for women to be able to access our shelter environment. They need to be able to transition into safe and secure housing.
Herman Spartanelli says the group will have up to 9 members on its board, and it will be looking for volunteers to help in other ways. She says they're also planning public consultation sessions around Queens County, likely to begin in the next month.
So we're trying to get enough people on the board from all parts of Queens County, trying to get their opinion and their thoughts on, you know, how to go about it too, because it's a big community, and it can't be just focused on Liverpool. It is for the whole community.
Jane's Place Society is named after Jane Hirschman, the Queens County woman convicted of killing her abusive ex-husband in 1982. Herman Spartanelli was a friend of Hirschman's, and she says the problem of intimate partner violence is just as prevalent more than 40 years later. She says the group's members know there's a lot of work ahead of them, but they're committed to creating safe and secure second stage housing for women and their families in Queens County.
We're going to work very hard on this, and we have positive support from the people we've met so far. So I think it's not going to be quick, because nothing ever is. And, you know, even when we get to the point of buying a property, there's the renovations and so on. So it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.